856, 74 degrees. Tied the check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And we kind of have a mixed bag here going on in the grains, with the corn and wheat higher. Really, the wheat's leading the upside. Beans are lower this morning. Looking at the prices, September corn at 367 and three quarters is 2¾ higher, while December at 382 is also 2¾ higher. On the bean side of things, the September beans at 880 and three quarters are down 10 and three quarters. The November's at 890 and three quarters, down 11. And January, 902, down 10 and three quarters. I noticed that the first 3 months of beans now have slipped back under $9. On the wheat side of things, the December wheat at $5.89 is up 10 and a quarter cents. New crop July, 602 and a quarter. That's up 5.5 cents. The meal market's about $3 lower. Bean oil's down around 26 cents. The things that I'm watching this morning is that this looks like a back and fill kind of a day in the beans after November beans rallied up close to that 920 area. 915, I thought, was a lot of resistance. We're back down. We could get down as low as 880 before finding really good support. The meal market's going to be key. When it's down $3.50, it's kind of hard to rally the beans. On the corn side of things, we saw a lot of people willing to sell at the 385, 386 level, and it'll be interesting to see if we test those areas today, if we'll see selling come back into this market. It'll be interesting, too, to see on Friday afternoon what the Commitment of Traders reports say. We had pretty outstanding corn export sales, particularly in the new crop, not much on the beans or wheat, however. On the livestock side of things, we're a little lower this morning. August live cattle at 108.45 is down 17. The December at 113.82 is down 20. Feeder cattle also a little lower. August 115.12, that's down 70 cents. The October at 151.60 is down 62. I am hearing some reports of cattle having traded this week into regional packers, primarily in the upper Midwest. That's a good thing because we've seen a little bit of a backlog coming in there. On the hog side of things, August hogs continue to get pounded. We're down at 59.17. That's down $1.12. The December at 45.35 is down 95 cents. I would anticipate that these back months of the hogs will start to catch in here and see some kind of a rebound. On the outside markets, Brian, the crude oil's down around 30 cents lower right now at 67.36 on the nearby September, while the metals markets are all lower. Interestingly, the dollar's up again today, up about 26, 27 cents, 94.70 right now in the nearby U.S. dollar. Been kind of a herky-jerky market all week. We'll continue to see this market try to move out of its choppy phase, but we're only in the second trading day for the month. So we'll have to continue to see whether this month, August, can continue the uptrend that we established in the July on the grains anyway. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Appreciate the update. It's 9 o'clock, 75 degrees here in Urbana. Quick glance at current conditions around central Illinois. Bloomington normal up to 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Decatur reporting 75 degrees. Danville in at 72. Charleston, Mattoon 73 degrees. And Rantoul 74. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm this evening and a high of 85 degrees. Southwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will drop to a low of 61.